The Spirit of Business is going live. Don't miss this next session to help you execute your private administration like a true boss. Without further ado, we're going to talk extensively about the terms that new people can use to really ground themselves in the functionality of the law. And I'm glad that you introduced this session the way you did, because it really is about what the function of the law does, what the law is here actually to do and execute for the law practitioner. So anybody can be a law practitioner. Anybody is a law practitioner whenever they state a claim and prove it. That is what law is. Law is stating a claim and proving it. Whether you are for the argument or against the argument, you are stating a claim and you're proving it. So it's like almost a good debate. If you've ever seen, you know, debaters when they created a statement and then they both, somebody chooses to argue for it or against it. So in our practice, that's what we have to remember. We're doing at all times. We're just doing it using documents. We're using it, using evidentiary proof. So I'm going to start off with talking about, first of all, what discharge is. So that's a first term I think should be covered, because most people are looking, like we talked about a few minutes ago, most people are looking to discharge a debt. They're looking to get rid of a case that they're in, or they're looking to get away from the police, and so on and so forth. So first of all, when it comes to discharging a debt, that is an accounting term. It's an accounting practice. It is something that happens on the books. It happens in booking, or bookkeeping. So when we talk about discharge in commerce, we have to remember that, first of all, whenever a court comes at you, that is a commercial venue. The difference between being commercial and being private, it just simply means that you are either enumerated or you are enumerated. Hey, Spirit of Business listeners, this is your host, Reese Roberts. I want to thank you for tapping into this preview and let you know that we're no longer featuring our mentorship on Patreon. We're now hosting the School of Professional Private Administrators. So if you go to our Instagram page on serve.soar, you can actually access our $99 courses for beginners. This covers a lot of the information that a lot of beginner students don't really understand just yet. We want to make sure we carry you to that foundational learning to make sure that your administration is effective and that you can get to your remedies a lot quicker and with a lot less headache than if you were to try to do it alone. So click the link in bio on serve.soar, that's serv.soar on Instagram, and we'll be happy to welcome you to the School of Professional Private Administrators. Okay, ready to tap back in? Let's get into it. Unconscionable terms means that no matter how you slice this, it doesn't make any sense for me to agree to that. So if a contractor or a creditor is trying to say that you owe them, let's just say, for example, they say, oh, you owe me because you came in here and got this car and you said you was going to pay for it. So now you owe me. All right. That's cool. That would be great. But it's completely unconscionable for me to agree to that. Why? Why is it unconscionable for me to agree to pay you for this car if you're a creditor?
Right.
Tell me, I want you to think about it for a second and tell me, why do you think it's unconscionable to agree to pay somebody?
Because it's already prepaid.
Right. So if I come in here and I gave you my Social Security number, I gave you access to my account. I gave you permission to get the money. So why would I agree to pay?
Right.
It's unconscionable. So this is why we call it fraud. This is the reason why we say any debt can be challenged using these equitable defenses and certain arguments, that it is unconscionable just on the basis of equity. that I would agree to do that. So now we have to talk about courts, because courts don't claim to have no contract with you. They don't claim to have no contract. They claim to have authority over you. Mm-hmm. And that's how they coming at you with the commercial terms. So how do you get out of that? That's when you tell them, I'm not a commercial entity. I'm not a citizen. I'm not a minor.
Due process.
Yeah, I'm not. So it's unconscionable for you to come at me and tell me once again that you're going to do it like an adhesion for me to. An adhesion is when you are bound to something, just as the term suggests. But you're going to adhere me to something that I never contracted to do, claiming that you have the authority to do so. So now what is my job at this juncture? What do I need to do? What would you do when somebody comes and tell you that they have authority over you?
You challenge it.
Challenge. How do you have, and then also document, because we're not just here to make claims verbally. We're here to express.
Correct.
If I'm not a citizen, I need to express what I am. How do I do that? My ID.
Right.
I'm expressed to you I'm not a citizen. You evidence that I'm a citizen by looking at my ID card. You're looking at the United States, all this jargon on this ID.
This license, these contracts.
That's right. That's right. If I present to you something that says I am a sovereign or indigenous or whatever, you know, verbiage I want to use, then I have proven, expressed that fact. You then at that point would have the burden of proof to prove that I'm not indigenous. Now, how are you going to do that? Okay, that concludes your free preview of our new beginner courses at the School of Professional Private Administrators. We hope you enjoyed this content and that you'll visit our Instagram page at serv.soar, which is serv.soar, to enroll in a beginner's course today for just $99. Again, that link in bio is going to be at serv.soar to enroll in a $99 beginner course today. Come back soon.